here at the Raven Innovation Summit. We're going to talk about field computers now. And with me is Shane. Shane, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Sure. I'm Shane Sweetland. I'm the Senior Product Manager with Raven Industries. My specific focus is the field computer, so the Viper Pro, Invisio Pro, and Cruiser product lines.
Right. Now, one of the things that you talked about during your presentation here to the people who are here at the Innovation Summit is some of the hardware improvements that you made recently on these three models. Tell us about that.
You bet. With the ever-changing and additional applications that we're working with the field computers and the new systems that we're tying into, additional product control applications, with those things, we continue to look at making hardware improvements. So on our Viper Pro and Visio Pro product lines, we've had both enhanced processors early this year on those systems. We've increased the RAM, the memory on them. We've doubled the storage capacity, those kinds of things to help our users out in the field.
Now, you also talked about some of the software, the new software that just came out a month or so ago, June 2012 releases. Tell us about that.
Yep. For the most recent one, for the Invisio Pro system, a couple significant things. With our OmniRow system that we've already had interface to, now we can tie into the liquid and granular control at the same time. We can not only do the planter side, but we can also control starter fertilizers and some of those other things. Also, a significant item there is we've added the OmniSeed capability to the Invisio Pro. So now with those air cart planter system or seeder systems there, now we have an interface not only on the Viper Pro, but our Invisio can do that too.
Some upcoming software that we can look forward to?
Yes, definitely. Continue to develop, continue to look at the areas that are important, and we hope that are important to our customers. So across all the field computer lines, we do have some changes that will be coming here later in 2012.
What you did was comparisons between the three, because obviously, you know, a farmer's going to look and they're going to say, okay, which one's best for me when you've got three different field computers here. You looked at capability comparisons, price, and strengths. Just give us a brief overview of the three, basically the differences between the threes and what would be, you know, what their best capabilities are and some things that farmers should keep in mind when they're looking at them.
Sure. We'll start off with their Cruiser 2 system. That we call it our entry-level guidance system. And so with that, you know, for somebody that's just interested in getting started in those areas, making it a little bit more of a jump into the precision ag side, the Cruiser 2 system offers them some very nice options there. Not only the guidance and mapping and ties into our steering system, so at a very competitive price point. But along with that, we've added some other features, some other capabilities. So it's not just those things. I mean, it can grow with them some. Beyond that, then we jump into our Invisio Pro 2 system. It's become a very powerful system for us. We call that one our mid-tier. You know, it's got that the middle size, you know, 6.5-inch color touchscreen. But with that, we've continued to expand its capabilities. So with some of the strengths there and the pricing, it's in that mid-range. But really, it's got top-tier capabilities. I mean, not only up to 4 product control, but, you know, the AutoBoom, the AccuBoom, the product control side, the planter side, OmniRow, OmniSeed, Slingshot applications. And then we see Slingshot as being a growing area there with Invisio as well. Then we jump into the Viper Pro. That's our largest field computer we have. Been a very popular product out in the field for many years. Now, you know, with some of the recent hardware enhancements, we're excited about that. And with that, you know, one of the biggest things we've done is with the product control side, we can do up to 10 at one time now. We also interfaced the OmniSeed and many of the other things, but really didn't want to limit any kind of applications that could be out there. So strong Slingshot interface with the Viper Pro as well. You know, the remote service things that are important, the wireless data transfer, and more to come in those areas. Those are important areas that we'll continue to focus on.
Well, another thing that you mentioned, you compared the languages between the three of them and which ones had the most language. And Cruiser has the most, right?
Cruiser has been a very a very popular option internationally for us, with its capability set, but also we've got full language support. We've got 22 languages that are supported on the cruiser, which is, you know, we're real excited about, and being able to go into some of those areas and have the, you know, language that should be on there. In Visio, we have a strong offering there. We've got 10 languages, so there's quite a few regions that it will work in as well.
Now, you also went into, finally, what's next? Platform-based solutions. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, as we're looking at things and looking at the different combinations of controls and applications and things that are, you know, that our growers are going to need in the future, we want to make sure that we set ourselves up so that we'll be able to support those needs. So looking at the different platforms, make sure the integration, that we're able to handle all those things. We know that the further slingshot, you know, mobile connectivity, those kinds of things are going to be important. Those will be areas that we'll continue to focus on and offer innovative products on in the future.
All right, very exciting. Thank you so much, Shane. Here at the Raven Innovation Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.